Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a story yesterday that got, I think, everybody's attention was a store owner on Magazine Street who thought the people there were shopping, and they selected a bunch of items, but the problem is they didn't bring them to the checkout counter. They took them out of the door, and she followed them and called the police, and the police said, you know what, go back inside, we'll take care of it, and we're on our way, but they never did show up. So I guess my question is, why would it take that long? And is there a network, a vine, if you will, a grapevine of criminals that word is out on the street about response time, et cetera, and if you're playing the odds, odds are you'll get away with it. Mike Glasser joins us now, president of the Police Association of New Orleans. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And our early happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, thank you. And the same to everyone else out there.
Thank you, sir. Tell me about when people, you know, see this or hear something like this, they immediately, I think, mistakenly try to hang it on the officers, and that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Well, it's not the individual officers, and it's certainly not something that they choose to do and just decide they're not coming or just decide we have more important things to do. It's a staffing problem, and that's the result of not having sufficient cops to handle the public safety issues that face us. We're 400 cops short, and we have been for many years. And this is what happens when you have both a labor-intensive consent decree to work under and no labor in the form of being several hundred cops short. This is the result.
What makes the consent decree so laborious?
What makes it labor-intensive is that, number one, it's very redundant. There's a lot of oversight. That means that there's a lot of paperwork that has to be done and duplicated, triplicated in many cases, and there are new forms that we have to fill out for almost everything. It's extremely labor-intensive. The oversight that the supervisors have to do, they have to watch body camera footage. They have to look at the in-car camera footage. They can't just do it when it's a complaint. They have to search through it all the time, constantly looking for issues that are non-compliant with our rules and regulations. So we wind up having to do a lot more. Something that used to take us an hour now takes us two. If it took us two, it now takes us three or four, and we're short. So in the end, the public suffers because we just can't get there fast enough. We just don't have enough people.
So are you telling me that every officer that has a body camera, every recorded bit of video is viewed?
Not every bit, but there's a significant amount that has to be reviewed by supervisors up the chain. And while they don't do every single footage, they do have to look at a certain amount every day to ensure compliance and to make sure that everybody's following the rules, and that's the way it has to be. So we have a great deal of work that has to be done, a lot of oversight, and we're stuck with it. That's it. So we don't have to do that anymore. And until we can get sufficient staffing, we're going to have problems in terms of response.
So in terms of the consent decree, and we're talking to Mike Glasser, president of the Police Association of New Orleans, in terms of the consent decree, are these things that NOPD is going to have to do as long as the consent decree is in place? What is the process of it being removed? And what happens after that? Because you would think if they wanted you to do it now, they're going to want you to do it forever. You know where I'm going with this, Mike? You understand what I'm trying to ask you?
I do. And this is the answer to that. The goals is one thing. Okay, what we want to have actually happen is one thing, and those are good things. What the consent decree wants us to do in the end is simply constitutional policing. That's the goal. How we get there is the question. I think we have become way too far to one side, and there are better ways and easier ways of accomplishing the same thing. When a consent decree is over, we will not be compelled to do it the same way, but we'll still be compelled to do constitutional policing. That's not going to change. But there are easier and better ways to do it. You know, it's like going around the block instead of just walking two doors down. You know, you'll still get there, but there's a better path to take to do it. And I think that's where we are. We're at the point where we can do this ourselves and we can do it more efficiently and still get it done, still achieve the goals. We just don't have to do it the way we're doing it now.
Is there a network among criminals as it relates to, I'll say, nonviolent crimes, just theft, where, you know, you go in, you rip somebody off, if they have a store, I don't know if video exists in this instance or not, in terms of detectives being overworked, et cetera, if somebody breaks into my home, steals a couple of things, doesn't hurt anybody, takes the lawnmower out of my shed, you know, or even shoplifts something, do these people have any hope at all that any investigation's going to be done, or is it basically due to the manpower shortage, due to the consent decree, I can write the report for you for your insurance company, and that's about all we can do?
Well, there's going to be arrests in some cases. You know, for example, and I'm going to use probably a better example that a lot of people will probably relate to. We have a lot of car break-ins. I don't think it's any secret to anybody that we have a lot of juvenile problems, and a lot of those have to do with car break-ins. They're roving through neighborhoods and checking door handles and even breaking windows and taking things out of cars. And they're not these, you know, when you say a network, it's not really a network, but they're not stupid either. They know how long it takes the police to respond or not. They know when they make noise and an alarm goes off that nobody shows up quickly. They know that the police can't chase them if they are caught.
Didn't even think about
that. That's another part of the consent decree. And if they do get caught, if it just so happens they do get caught, they know that they're released almost immediately with no penalty. It doesn't take long for them to learn that it's basically they're free. They can do what they want to do.
We're going to take a break here, Mike. We'll pick it up there when we come back. Mike Lasser, president of Pano Police Association of New Orleans. A woman has a dress shop on Magazine Street. She was hit pretty significantly by shoplifters grabbing random sizes, small, bigger, clothing, etc. And then they ran out. And she followed him, saw the police, and the police said, okay, we'll be out there. And I think she's still waiting. 820 traffic now, WWL. You are about 5.5 minutes away from WWL First News. We're talking about an incident that happened on Magazine Street. This lady's dress store was hit, as well as three others. And basically, she was shoplifted like crazy. They were looking at some clothes, grabbed them, and ran out of the store. And then somebody at a different store down the street said that she thought something was up. She was following the people around. And she was accused of profiling them, or one or the other, and come to find out they were shoplifters. So if you're a business owner, I don't know how you are supposed to do that. It would seem to me you should be allowed to protect your goods however you want. Mike Lasser, president of Pano Police Association of New Orleans, is our guest. A text comes in and says here, Mike, explain to us how NYC is able to provide police saturation, catching subway hoppers, petty thieves and graffiti doers. Did they have the money, or was it the will of the people? While I was there, a cop on every corner and firemen walking the block in front of their stations. I fully understand that New York is a bigger city, but pro rata, is there any way that could happen in New Orleans or not?
Well, there was a time when we could. You know, we're operating at 30% less than what we should be. I don't know exactly how New York is staffed right now. I know they have somewhere around 38,000 cops for 8 million people. But their staffing is different from ours, and they have that ability. If you go down to Times Square, you can look around and probably see 20 or 30 cops that you can see, and there's another dozen, I promise you, that you can't, because it's the number one terrorist target in the world. Mm-hmm. Our French Quarter, you can walk down a street sometimes and not see anybody. You can't see a cop for several blocks, and that's, again, down to the fact that we're staffing. That's part of the problem that we're having in keeping cops that we do hire. The department makes a tremendous effort to hire and retain police, but unfortunately, it's not the money, it's not the job per se, It's the fact that once they get there, they're frustrated because they can't do the type of police work that they signed on for. And they get frustrated, and they go to other places where they can. St. Tammany, Jefferson Parish, Kenner, State Police, they go places where they can be the police and not have to deal with the type of issues that the consent decree brings on us and that the short staffing brings on us, and they wind up leaving. We lose 100 cops a year. We hire 120, we lose 100. So if we're lucky, we gain 20 a year. At 400 or 500 cops short, it's going to take us 10 years before we catch up. That's the unfortunate truth to it.
And along those lines, Mike, 500 more to catch up. How is that number determined? Was that just an arbitrary budget thing where it's like, well, we can afford 500 more be how many, Mike, police officers?
When you say 500 more, I'm not sure I answered
that. Then what do you have right now? I guess what I'm saying, the number.
Well, we have about 1,200 right now. We probably need between 1,600 and 1,700, especially with the consent decree.
So where'd that number come from? I'm asking 1,600 or 1,700.
Well, that's how many we had when we started. Before we had the consent decree, we had right at 1,600 cops. And now we went down to almost 1,100. And now we're up to about 1,230 is the last number I was given. Where we are, but we're short a good solid 400 to get back to where we were pre-consent decree.
So is 1,700 enough to do it? The only reason I'm asking is that where'd that come from?
Right. Okay. But that's the number that we had when we were able to do it. That's what we need.
So what would you change, Mike? First thing you could do, you could give you top three things. Ideally, I guess just the superintendent, you can't change a consent decree. And another question is, when does that end?
Well, that's a good question. The superintendent does not have the authority to end the consent decree. The mayor doesn't have the authority to do that. That's something that the judge, along with the Department of Justice, has to agree to do at the city's request. And I know the city's working hard to do that. That's the thing that has to happen, is we have to be able to redo how we do things so that it is not so restrictive, but we still accomplish the same goals, and we can do that. We actually could have done it from the very beginning. We didn't have to go through a $55 million consent decree to make that happen. We had the resources to do it. We just chose the mayor at the time, chose to do it a different way, and this is what we're stuck with now. Now, when does it end? It's supposed to end this year, but that's up to the judge, and it keeps getting extended. It keeps getting pushed back. The department and the city keep trying to renegotiate with the judge and find out when this is going to end, because we are in the high 90s in substantial compliance with this consent decree. But it doesn't seem like they want it to end. It doesn't seem like the judge is willing to do that. So until that happens, your guess is as good as mine as to when this is going to end. But it should be ending this year.
Mike, I appreciate your time. I really do. Have a great weekend. Mike Lasser, president of Pano Police Association of New Orleans.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.